This is Medrash Tanhuma of Zota Bracha, the grand finale, and it's entitled Moshe's Bittersweet Glimpse of Jewish History. Medrash Tanhuma relates a cryptic reference to something which must have evoked tremendous emotions in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sifrei also covers it, as noted by Rashi, and this is the fact that Moshe was able to see all of Jewish history and all of world history. The Medrash Tanhuma is a little bit vague. It says from beginning of time to end of time, but the Sifrei spells it out from creation all the way until the resurrection of the dead. So I'd like to focus on some of the specific language that Medrash Tanhuma uses, see if we can figure out exactly what is going on here. The first thing that jumps out at you is that the examples given in history involved two people. Shimshon says, Shimshon made Midan, Ubarak Abinoam min Naphtali. So why these two people? What is the message here? I was thinking that, of course, the story of Shimshon is someone who's given extraordinary talents of strength, and those talents enable him to fulfill what he was supposed to do, protect the Jews from the Plishtim, kill many Plishtim. And the other story of Barak ben Avinoam is the story of someone who was promised by God that he's going to be victorious in a war. He was the general, yet he refused to go to that war unless he was accompanied by the prophetess Devorah HaNeviah. So if you put the two together, I was thinking how Moshe might have reacted to that, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, grew up in a palace of Paro. And he looked out upon the suffering of the Jewish people, and he didn't have superhuman strength like Shimshon had, nor did he have a promise from God that if he got involved in the suffering of his people, that everything would go well for him. He hadn't communicated with God yet. Yet he jumped into the fray, and that tremendous leadership is what, of course, got the attention of God and why he was chosen for this amazing role as Moshe Rabbeinu. So I think Moshe might have felt good that seeing the difference between, you know, a great general and a great leader and what they did or didn't do with their gifts they had, and how he was able to do so much with just his strength of character and his commitment and his integrity. Another point that the Medrash makes is a very simple one, that Moshe could now, after seeing this extraordinary vision of history unfolding, he could go back in the next world to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov and testify that Hashem kept their promise. Hashem brought them in, there is Israel, to the promised land, just like they were told. Finally, I'd like to focus on another set of words that the Medrash Tanhuma focuses on, and that is that in every generation, Moshe saw Shoftav, Manigav, Rishaav, Tzadikav. In other words, so if you can imagine for yourself, if you're able to take in all of Jewish history in one sitting, you would see the direct cause and effect, the direct relationship between how a generation was able to grow and succeed both spiritually and physically is all based on the strength and character of their leaders. And so Moshe saw the strong leaders and the weak leaders. And again, I'd like to believe that this was a tremendous consolation for him, because he himself took the Jewish people from slavery and brought them through to get the Torah and right to the border of Eretz Yisrael. So his strong arm guiding the Jewish people was what enabled them to be poised to go into the land of Israel. And so in relation to how history unfolds, he could see the great success of what he did. So finally, what seems apparent to me, again, another consequence of seeing all of history unfolding, is that if Moshe had some, obviously, frustration, disappointment, that he got to the Jews right to the border, but couldn't take them into the land of Israel, couldn't finish the job, couldn't finish his mission, he did see that the moral teachings that he gave over to the Jewish people through the Torah and to the whole world through the Torah was able to take them all the way till the finish line. So although he didn't bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, he brought the world to its conclusion because of the strength of the ethical ideas that he imparted to the world. And that again must have been a source of great strength, great consolation, and exhilaration. Have a great Shabbos and a great Sukkot.